We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, this is Dirk Nowitzki, and you listen to the Mavs Step Back podcast.
Rep the Mavs Step Back, overcame the setbacks, starting where we left at. No, we gotta get back. No, we gotta get back. Rep the Mavs Step Back, overcame the setbacks, starting where we left at. No, we gotta get back. Like, no, we gotta get back. Let me step back for a minute. Let me step back for a minute. Let me step back for a minute. Let me step back for a minute.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome in to another episode of Mavs Step Back Live. I'm your host, Doc Trigg. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host and DallasBasketball.com colleague, Matt Glatzen. Guys, that was incredible last night. I mean, for the entire game with the Mavs and Grizzlies, you know, the Mavs got, you know, outworked for four quarters and like 9/10, it seems like. The Grizzlies, they had more energy. It seems like all the bounces were going their way. And then at the end, the Mavs were down two. Luka misses a second free throw. They have to play the foul game. They put Grayson Allen on the line with like 3 seconds to go. He bricks both free throws. And Dwight Powell grabs the rebound. They get the timeout with 1.8 seconds left, still down by two. And then Luka hits one of the greatest, weirdest, most unique buzzer-beating three-pointers I've ever seen in an NBA game before, Matt. Like that was an all-timer. Just from how unique it was.
Like a complete accident. It was ridiculous. It's something that only he could have done, I think.
It's crazy. And, I mean, look, there are some people last night after that game that were saying that, oh, that's a lucky shot and everything. I mean, yeah, I guess you could say that. But, I mean, do people not see Luka practicing this stuff on a weekly basis? Yeah. I mean, he actually works on this stuff. So, I mean, yeah, you can call it a lucky shot, but – you know, Luka also just actually has that kind of touch. So, I mean, if it's in that kind of situation, the Mavs are down by two and they have the ball with, you know, a couple seconds left. Before it even happened, I just had this sense of like something really good could happen. just because they have Luka. And that's a great feeling to have because, like I said, the Mavs, they got outworked in that game overall. By the Grizzlies, and then, you know, like I made the name of this room, Luka the Mistake Eraser. He just he's like Dirk in that sense. You know, I mentioned it last night, but when the Mavs had Dirk, they had nights like that where they were just, you know, it just felt like they were going to lose the game, and then Dirk was just able to will them to victory, and it's like they stole a win, and that's exactly what happened last night with Luka doing what he did. It's crazy. That was the first official regular season buzzer beater for the Mavs since Harrison Barnes beat the Grizzlies in Memphis. It was the same situation pretty much 4 years ago, so that was pretty cool. So, yeah, the Mavs get a big win. They get their 30th win of the season. They're 30-23 now. They're closing in on the Blazers. The Blazers have lost, I believe I read that they lost, they've lost 5 of 7. Yeah.
Yeah.
And their schedule's brutal the rest of the way, where the Mavs' schedule is not. So, there's some room for optimism there. The Mavs, if they can, you know, get it together and not have any major letdowns like they did against the Houston Rockets or even that Spurs game, which, you know, they definitely should have doubled DeRozan at the end and they didn't. You know, stuff like that. If they can just take care of business, Matt, they'll avoid the play-in, which is what we all want. We do not want this team in a play-in situation.
And that's the big thing, is can they actually take care of business? Because it seems like when they really need to, they don't, like against the Spurs and against the 76ers and some of these other bad losses they've had. I mean, the 76ers loss wasn't a bad loss. They're good. But you know what I mean? They tend to lose games, and they almost did it, you know, they almost did it last night, but luckily Luka was there. And he said after the game, what was the quote? You asked if it was luck. Luka said, honestly, I don't remember. I was kind of falling down. Kind of lucky, but we'll take it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and look, like I said, he's pretty humble about all that stuff. But, you know, like I said earlier, he actually practices that kind of stuff. And he has that kind of touch. You know, we saw it right before he left to come to the U.S. for the draft. You know, for Real Madrid, he hit a one-legged, floating three-pointer one-handed in that one, too. So, I mean, it's not like it's something that he hasn't done before. But so now the Mavs will look forward to playing the New York Knicks on Friday night. We gave out, like, 3 sets of tickets to that one last week. So if any of you are in the room now, hope y'all have a great time at that one. Should be a great game. Last time the Mavs and Knicks played was 2 weeks ago, and the Mavs won 99-86. So this time around, I kind of expect – I don't expect them to hold the Knicks to 86 points again because Julius Randle, he just had an awful game last time, which credit to Maxey. He made it tough on him, but I just don't see – I don't see Randle having as bad of an offensive – that was a rare occurrence for Julius Randle not to put big numbers up on the Mavs.
I would call him a versus Mavs all-star, but I think he's too good for that now.
No, he has elevated himself above the versus Mavs all-star category. He's just an actual all-star now. So that'll be a good one, though. They have one of the best they're a top-five defense in the NBA. But you know, I think last night was a wake up call for the Mavs without them having to take the loss, if that makes sense. You know, I feel like they realize we really got away with one here. You know, we probably should have lost this game. Things broke our way with the 2 Grayson Allen missed free throws, and Luka hit just one of the craziest buzzer beaters I've ever seen. So I think they realize that, and I'm expecting a greater overall effort in this Knicks game on Friday. So, and they need it because, like I said, if they would have lost that one last night, the Grizzlies would have only been a half a game behind the Mavs for the 7th seed, and they would have owned the tiebreaker. So that would have been awful. I mentioned it on Twitter last night. I said, Luka just single-handedly saved Mavs Twitter from just burning to the ground these next few days, and he probably doesn't even know it. So, what are you looking forward to in this Knicks game coming up? Do you think they can have do you think they can replicate the same kind of defensive performance they did in the first game?
I hope so. I really wanted to see KP go for like 50. That's what I want to see.
We've been waiting for that. We've been wanting, and I mean, yeah, he was okay in the second half of that last game against the Knicks, but he was just awful in the first half. He was so bad to where I was just thinking to myself, if he is just decent, not even good, if he's just decent in the second half, the Mavs win that game. And
we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Sure enough, he raised his level of play from awful to decent in that second half, and they ended up winning by 13. So I think as long as he just doesn't play terrible, the Mavs are okay in that matchup. I think they match up well with them. They just have to bring it. I mean, KP, I don't know, he was a little nervous, but I think playing at home against the Knicks in this one, I think it'll be a little bit different than the first go-around. So I'm excited about it.
The economy is made up of real people doing real stuff, and it affects everything. Which you obviously know since you're a real person doing real stuff. Marketplace is here to help you get smart about everything beyond the what of the day's business and economic news. We dig into the how and the why with the real people driving our economy. From big tech and interest rates to small businesses and what's happening at the Fed, Marketplace breaks it all down so you don't have to. Listen to Marketplace wherever you get your podcasts.
Get really into your favorite shows and movies all in one place with Flex, a 4K streaming box you get free with Xfinity Internet. Find what you want with your voice on Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, and more. No more jumping in and out of apps. And get Peacock Premium at no additional cost. It's a way better way to watch. Learn more at Xfinity.com/Flex. Restrictions apply. Requires postpaid Xfinity Internet excluding Internet Essentials. One device included. Subscriptions required to access streaming services.
Couple other things from that Grizzlies game. Jalen Brunson, he almost had a triple-double. He had, 9 points, 8 assists, and 9 rebounds, I believe. I don't know if that's updated or not. Somebody put that up. Anyway, that's what I'm going to. He almost had a triple-double. He was one of the big reasons the Mavs were even in a position to have that game-winning shot by Luka. Dwight Powell, he had arguably his best game of the season. You know, as much as we've talked about Dwight Powell this season, Matt, we got to give credit where credit's due. He had a great game. You know, only played 15 minutes, had 12 points, 8 rebounds, and he had the biggest rebound of the game over Valanciunas. When Grayson Allen missed that second free throw at the end, got a one-handed rebound, falling to the ground, and called the timeout. So Dwight Powell was great. He's looked great the last couple of games, so I hope that sticks. We know how unforgiving Achilles injuries have been to NBA players historically, and he's definitely shown signs of, you know, losing a step this season and just not being the guy that we became accustomed to before he had that injury last year. But got to give him credit. He's looked good these last couple of games, and I hope it's a sign of more things to come, because that's a game changer if he can even give you half of what he gave the Mavs last night. So,
yeah, it was nice seeing him do something that, you know, that really contributed to a win. It feels like it's been a while.
Yeah.
that he's made a, you know, made a big play like that. And I know it's it doesn't really jump off the stat sheet as something, but it's next to Luka's three, it's the biggest play of the game, and he was right there to make it. And that's one of the reasons Rick Carlisle is still so in
stubborn.
Love with Dwight Powell is because, you know, he's still, if he's in position to do it, he can still make the right play when the right play needs to be made. It's just sometimes it's harder for him to get in position to do those things now.
And look, it's like, and we got to give a shout out to our guy, Richard Stamen. Y'all know him as at Mavs Draft on Twitter. He also writes for us at DallasBasketball.com every now and then too. And about a month ago, he wrote about how Dwight Powell could still be, you know, effective in certain matchups and everything. And he specifically mentioned Memphis as being one of the teams that they could really utilize Powell against. And sure enough, you know, we saw it last night. That ended up being a good situation for Powell. So kudos to him for calling that out and then, you know, seeing it come to fruition last night. That was pretty cool to see. Another thing, Matt, is J.J. Redick. He had a couple of bad turnovers last night, and you can tell that he's still getting used to the guys, getting used to his new teammates and, you know, where he needs to be on the court. He's still building that chemistry with the guys out there. But shooting-wise, he went 3 of 4 overall, and they were all threes. So he hit 3 out of 4 threes. The three he made were wide open. One of them he did a pump fake and step over to the side and swish that one. So, and then the only one he missed, he kind of shot it a little too early coming off the screen. But anyway, it was good to see him get going a little bit. 9 points on 3 of 4 from downtown. That's huge. If he can, you know, nail down the timing with his teammates and get a little bit more chemistry in there, he's going to be a big factor come playoff time because, like, it's just little things, Matt. Like, I don't know if you saw it, but, you know, towards the end there, Jalen Brunson had a turnover where he drove past two people going to the basket, and he was expecting J.J. Redick to be in the corner, and the corner was wide open. There was literally no one there, and he threw it, and there was no one there, and it went out of bounds. So it's stuff like that that's going to get better as we progress from game to game, and J.J. Redick keeps getting, you know, more practice time and playing time. So, but yeah, Tyler in the chat here, he said Redick's great on offense, on defense, different story. I agree. Yeah, it was rough defensively last night, and like I said, he had a couple of bad turnovers, but overall, very encouraging stuff from him. I think it's only going to get better going forward. And it's just nice that the Mavs have a true sharp shooter again. You know, a guy that you feel confident, especially when he's wide open shooting a three-pointer, you're thinking to yourself, oh, that's money. It's going in. Whereas with, like, Dorian Finney-Smith and well, I have more confidence in Dorian than I do Josh Richardson. Richardson is he can't hit the broadside of a barn right now, but he gives you more of a sense of comfort when he's shooting. It's like, okay, he's going to make that. Whereas with the other guys, you're just like, we'll see how it goes.
And he also, you know, makes it to where Richardson and Finney-Smith maybe don't have to shoot as many times, and you get more of those shots to Redick, which is always a good thing. But I think this is something that is kind of typical after a trade. I think it always takes the players a few games, even a few weeks to get used to playing with a new team. I mean, I talked about this on the last pod. Look at Utah with all of their new pieces. They were very average last season, and now that those guys have had time to play together, they're the best team in the NBA, and we thought when they got all those acquisitions last year that they would be something special, and it just took some time, and that's what happens in the NBA. That's why I don't like to jump to conclusions with the Bulls thing with Vucevic and all of that. I think that's another one that's going to take time. I think it always does. I hope it doesn't work out because I love to keep Joseph, but I just. anytime you're adding new blood into a team, it's going to take time for it to settle and, you know, for things to get where they need to go, and that's fine.
Yeah. And we're kind of going down a rabbit hole here, but I just wanted to comment on it. In the case of the Chicago Bulls, I agree. I think that they need more time to, you know, let that mesh and see what they can do with it. But the problem for Chicago is they don't have a lot of time, because Zach LaVine's going to be going into he's going to be an expiring contract next year. So he's got maybe, let's see, a year and what, 3 months left until he's an unrestricted free agent. So they really don't have that much time to get it together, but who knows? Maybe getting Vooch was enough to keep LaVine around long term. But like you said, I hope not, because that's going to be our next big fish free agency pipe dream that we talk about for a while. And hopefully it goes better than the Giannis thing, because, man, I put way too much time and energy into dreaming about the Giannis stuff, and then it's amazing how a pen and a piece of paper can just ruin that. Let's see. Christopher Moreno in the chat says, do they have time, though? Lauri Markkanen also could be gone. I mean, that's true. They got it. He's a restricted free agent, though, so if they wanted to keep him, they can. It really just depends on what he gets offered, but like Tyler said in the chat here too, I mean, it's a big offseason for the Bulls. We'll see what they're able to do this offseason will determine whether or not LaVine stays with them past the trade deadline next season, in my opinion. We'll see what happens. But I mean, it's also a big offseason for the Mavs too, because look, we're not going to be downers for sure. I mean, we're super happy with the win last night.
Speak for yourself.
this team has shown what they're capable of when they all come together and they're all, you know, paying attention to details and everything. But the fact of the matter is, they were lucky to get that win last night. They've got to add a secondary playmaker, ball handler that can get his own shot. You know, aside from Luka. And KP can get his own shot at times. He can't go right to save his life. It's nearly always a turnover when he goes right. But, and you know, that's what's going to be the big focus for the Mavs this offseason, is can they get that bona fide third guy that they can rely on? And it's not, because role players, they have a lot of good role players on this team. But the thing with role players is you're not going to get it every night from them. You got to have at least, you know, three guys that you know exactly what you're going to get from them on every single night. You get that from Luka. When KP's healthy, you get that from KP most nights. But they just don't have that third guy that, you know, as good as Jalen Brunson has been this season, there's been nights where he hasn't been that good, you know? So we'll see what they do this offseason. I see some names being thrown around in the chat here that's, you know, guys I've been kind of targeting for the Mavs myself. But, you know, DeMar DeRozan, there's been a lot of stuff said about his defensive data, you know, over the course of his career. But my thing is, when has DeMar DeRozan ever been a third option? You know, he's pretty much been the first option everywhere he's been. Even before he got traded to the Spurs for Kawhi, you know, he was pretty much the first option for the Toronto Raptors. And he's been the same thing with the San Antonio Spurs. So I think if you take him out of a situation where he's not the number one guy, and he's just having, you know, he's not having to have all the burden on him to do everything, and you have a guy like Luka and KP around him, I just feel like that would work really well. I know he doesn't shoot threes, but I mean, come on, man. How much worse can it be than what, you know, Josh Richardson has done offensively so far this season? You know what I mean?
Man, you're hating too much on J-Rich.
No.
It's like, not. You're like, yes, you are. You're like Kirk with Justin Jackson at this point.
No, like, I'm not, Matt. If you, I don't think you've watched as much
every,
as I have.
Every day I get a text or a DM or something. Every game, sorry. With you bitching about Jay Rich. And I get
I mean,
like,
look,
he's been frustrating, but he's still the best defender on the team.
He's been great defensively. I can't say anything about that.
It's all about offense.
I'm just saying, though, some people are like, oh, well, you know, DeRozan doesn't make sense if you've got Jay Rich and Tim Hardaway Jr. on the team still. And I'm just like, I mean, really, though? I mean, if you have to choose between Jay Rich and DeRozan, you're taking DeRozan every single time, in my opinion.
That choice. Why can't it be choosing between Jay Rich and Tim?
Because Tim adds more to the offense. The defense has been great this year, and Jay Rich has been, I'm going to say, yeah, he's arguably been the Mavs' best defender, and he gives great effort on every night. It's between him and Dorian. I would say Maxey too, but, you know, he kind of lost a step after COVID. He's getting close to what he was before, but, I mean, I don't know, man. I just don't get the, you know, DeRozan isn't a fit just because he doesn't shoot threes. He's amazing. He scores 20 points a game. He averages 7 assists a game. He's clutch. He can create his own shot. I just feel like adding a guy into the mix like that takes this team to the next level. Will they do it? Who knows? But he's an unrestricted free agent, and the Mavs are going to have some money to spend, so I hope they at least, you know, I hope they at least try to get him, because, and it's not going to come cheap. The Mavs are going to, if the Mavs front office takes the same approach that they have the last couple of off seasons, they're not going to get him, because you have to pay for guys like that. And for, in Dallas's case, you likely have to overpay.
Dalton, I agree with everything you're saying, and I hate to break it to you, but they're not going to pay because they're cheap and they're stubborn. But I agree with everything you're saying. I think he would be fantastic. I don't know why there's any question why anyone wouldn't want him on that. Like, I think it's perfect. I think it's a perfect. Yeah.
And we're gonna have a pod that's strictly, you know, upcoming free agency, and we'll talk about a bunch of different names, but because there's a lot of restricted free agents that I like too, but I just don't want them to get into that waiting game unless they have something that's already set up via sign and trade. But another guy that's an unrestricted free agent that I'm really, really interested in is Rashawn Holmes from the Kings, because if you look at what happened to Dallas last night, like, yeah, Dwight Powell, he got the biggest rebound of the game at the end, but, you know, it's like a nightly occurrence where they're just getting beat up, just up and down the court by traditional centers like Jonas Valanciunas. And they gotta – I know they want to play KP at the five. I know he's more effective offensively there, but – I just feel like if you get a guy like Rashawn Holmes and put him at center, then you can make it work with him at the five and KP at the four. They need a guy like that. They need somebody that can go in there and, you know, have a lob threat, a good, you know, pick and roll guy that blocks shots, and just a high energy big that can go in there and get rebounds. That's just something they're missing. Alton Williams says in the chat, KP can't guard fours though. And I mean, I get that too. But they got to do something, you know, they got Tyler said, I heard Matt wants, Goran Dragic. He's a free agent. That's true. Yeah. He's a free agent.
I can't even get into that. Like, I can't get that in my head right now. It's too soon.
If it happens, you got to break out that shirt I got you that time. You gotta wear it next time we do the YouTube stuff.
My heart's been broken too many times already.
I don't know how you recovered from the trait. You know, because like,
what do you want to know how I recovered from it, Dalton? I was drunk at the time.
Yeah, because Woj and Stein and everybody were tweeting that that deal was done, and you had already, you know, let out your congratulatory, your excitement on Twitter and everything, and then bam, it didn't happen.
But yeah, anyway. I was gloating. It was bad.
All right, well, look, guys, that's all we've got for today. Matt and I, we came and just tried to do this on our lunch break. We wanted to give our thoughts on the game last night. Just an amazing night. Luka, he is the Mavs mistake eraser. When you have him on the court, healthy, you have a chance to win every single game, no matter who the Mavs are playing. And that's a great feeling to have. So we'll see how the next game goes. We're probably going to, you know, bring you guys another podcast over the weekend, not via Locker Room, but just our normal deal. So we'll probably do a mailbag for that one. So be on the lookout for that. Guys, be sure to like, rate, and subscribe on all your favorite podcast platforms. We've got T-shirts on the way. They're really nice. We've posted them to our Step Back Mavs Twitter account if you want to see what they look like. Be on the lookout for that if you're interested in them. But we appreciate it, y'all. Y'all have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Let me step back for a minute. Let me step back for a minute. Let me step back for a minute. Let me step back for a minute.
Get really into your favorite shows and movies all in one place with Flex, a 4K streaming box you get free with Xfinity Internet. And get Peacock Premium at no additional cost. Learn more at Xfinity.com/Flex. Restrictions apply. Requires postpaid Xfinity Internet excluding Internet Essentials. One device included.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.